The landscape of downtown Oaxaca City changed considerably over the weekend when, in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday, thousands of federal preventative police discreetly pulled out of the public plazas and parks. The militarized police force had maintained a heavy presence in downtown since they took the city center on October 29th. Military personnel carriers, water tanks, and razor wire are now gone, and security operations have been handed over to state and municipal police. A contingent of federal troops have stayed behind in the city in the event of a renewed uprising. Meanwhile, those clamoring for the release of the hundreds of political prisoners swept up since a brutal crackdown in November got some good news this weekend. 43 of the 141 detainees held at the federal penitentiary in the distant state of Nayarit have been released. Shannon Young reports from Oaxaca City.
Family and friends of the detained embraced and cried with their loved ones amidst applause and the music of a brass band. The emotional homecoming came after a 20-hour bus ride from the federal penitentiary in Nayarit. Although relieved at their release, many were hesitant to give details about their treatment during the stay in the prison, hinting that those still in prison could face reprisals if they spoke openly about what had happened to them. Newly released prisoner Javier Sosa Martinez.
We cannot give more details about our treatment there. I'm sure you can imagine, because our compañeros are still there. And now it's up to us to keep up the struggle for them. We won't forget that we're just a small part of the prisoners who need to be freed. We cannot be completely happy unless our compañeros are here with us.
The welcoming ceremony came nearly 3 hours after the conclusion of a large mobilization attended by thousands of women, teachers, students, and other members of Oaxacan civil society. The coordinating committee of Oaxacan women formed during the takeover of the state-run television station called for the mobilization to demand the release of activists, teachers, and bystanders who have been arrested in the past 3 weeks.
Libertad, libertad, a los presos por luchar.
At the head of the march were hundreds of people carrying photos of loved ones who have been dispersed among various prisons throughout the state and country. Among them was Silvia Reyes Bautista, mother of Vladimir Marquez, who continues to be held on charges of sedition and arson in the Nayarit prison. Police arrested Marquez in downtown on Saturday, November 25th, his 23rd birthday, as he waited at a bus stop on his way home from work.
My son was missing all through Saturday night and all Sunday. It wasn't until Sunday night that I found out that he was in the Tlacolula prison, but when I went there on Monday, he was no longer there. They already taken him to Nayarit. He said they were transferred in a helicopter from Tlacolula to Oaxaca City, and from there they put them on an airplane. They were placed face down and in handcuffs, beating them the whole way, threatening them by asking what if they were to fall out, or torturing them psychologically, and they were threatening the women with rape.
Although her son is not among the newly released prisoners, Silvia Reyes remains optimistic.
In a way, it gives us hope, because all have been imprisoned on the same charges. So I think that releasing 43 is an indication that all will be set free, because otherwise it doesn't make sense, because all of them are innocent, and the things that are being accused of are false. So if they've let out 43, they'll have to release the 138 that are left in Nayarit.
Some locals believe that the state government was behind the arsons that damaged a number of official buildings on the night of November 25th. Supporters of this theory point out that the buildings targeted, including the federal courthouse and the Treasury building, held important files used in ongoing investigations into financial irregularities and human rights abuses during the current and past administrations. Two of Teresa Cruz's nieces were arrested on charges stemming from the arsons and transferred to Nayarit.
Y nos damos cuenta de que los verdaderos asesinos, los verdaderos delincuentes están.
The real murderers, the real criminals, are on the outside. They are behind a desk, wearing the finest suits and enjoying food in the finest restaurants.
Comiendo y gozando en los mejores restaurantes, ¿no?
One of Teresa Cruz's nieces is now free, but the other remains behind bars.
Son mucha gente inocente hay ahí. Y por eso de una manera pedimos y exigimos.
There are a lot of innocent people in there, and that's why we're here asking and demanding justice, because we can't remain silent. As people, it's not possible for us to remain quiet. And while the system continues to beat us down and trample us and shut us up, we as citizens don't have to allow it. And we have to raise our voices. And the more they try to shut us up, the more we are going to yell.
Y tenemos que levantar la voz, y mientras más nos callen, más vamos a gritar.
¡Presos políticos, libertad! ¡Presos políticos, libertad!
For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca City.